Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
It's impossible to look at Peter Simon's photographs and not hear a soundtrack. And of course, the soundtrack would be from the 1960s. That's when Peter Simon shot his best-known work, pictures of the folk and rock and roll musicians who defined that era.
There's Odetta, Mick Jagger, Paul Simon, early Grateful Dead, Jim Morrison.
God, what a generation, huh? There's James Taylor.
Yeah, Bob Dylan in San Francisco, Carlos Santana. Then there's a whole Grateful Dead section.
Chuggin'. Got my chips cashed in, keep trucking.
Simon was a student at BU back in the 60s when he started taking pictures in a serious way. First for the campus newspaper, then for the Boston Globe, then for Rolling Stone magazine, among others. He shot photos of the love-ins, the anti-war protests, the communes, the nude beaches, but most of all of the musicians. He's the brother of Carly Simon, so we felt comfortable with them and they with him.
This shot is probably my most famous one. It's of Robert Plant on a balcony at a hotel that's been renovated in L.A. called the Hyatt Riot House. And all the bands would come to L.A. on their tours and then just trash the place. And Plant had a suite there, and so I did an interview with him. So he's on the balcony, and he goes, "Wow, I'm a golden god." And he just stretched out his hands, like, just out of the blue.
And you snapped that picture.
I snapped that picture, and that's a well-known shot of mine. For some reason, people just love that one.
Many of Peter Simon's photographs are now on display at the Yes We See Gallery in Boston. That's where I met up with him recently. He's not a young man anymore, but he still has a youthful twinkle in his eye. And when he talks about his pictures, like the one of Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and reggae artist Peter Tosh, he makes it clear that he wasn't just photographing an era, he was living it.
That was taken at the concert or appearance at Saturday Night Live. We had all gone into the dressing room and got incredibly stoned, like on Peter Tosh's weed that was just stronger than anything I'd ever had. And it was passed around. The four of us were all getting stoned backstage.
We're gonna leave all our troubles behind. We're gonna walk and don't look back.
And then we walked out into the hall, and I said, "Well, let me just take one shot of you all before you go on stage." And this is what I got. Them all lined up with Keith Richard looking like he's always on another planet altogether.
His eyes are literally sort of rolled back toward the top of his head.
And Tosh looks very intense and serious, and Mick is flashing a great smile with his big lips and teeth.
Having access to these guys is one thing. It seems like you had their trust as well.
Well, that's a very good point. I think that my style as a photographer has always been to just blend in and be part of the action and not be the professional photographer who is saying, "Do this, stand there, you know, give me a smile, give me, you know." I'm just not into this posing stuff. It's all, I want to be part of their environment. And I think that made them feel much more relaxed. And also I tended to photograph only those artists who I really loved.
Great shot here of Bob Dylan, 1975. He's at the piano, big stadium.
This was a concert at the Kezar Stadium in San Francisco, which is part of Golden Gate Park. And so this picture of Dylan, he's singing on the piano. It's he alone with the keyboard with a million fans in the background, and he's singing Forever Young.
Forever Young. Forever Young.
Beautiful picture down here of your sister, Carly Simon.
We can never know about the days to come.
That's the cover of her second album, Anticipation. It was taken in London at a particular park, and she just straddled a gate with beautiful backlight lighting and a kind of revealing see-through kind of skirt. And it's an iconic shot. Anyone that sees that picture says, oh, that's the cover of Anticipation. You took that?
Fantastic. Paul Simon here, shot through a window?
I did a Paul Simon story for Rolling Stone, and they sent me out to photograph him in Pennsylvania during the summer of 71. And I have a picture of him playing a guitar near a tree to two of his dogs eagerly listening to him. And it's taken through the window panes of his living room.
In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone.
And here's an example, Anthony. I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel all the time, and The Sounds of Silence and The Boxer and Bridge Over Troubled Waters were like anthems of my early adulthood. And there I get to meet this guy, and he's posing for me. And, you know, that's an example of the pleasures of photography, because I got to meet these people on equal terms.
So tell me about this shot of Bob Marley and a little bit about your relationship with Bob Marley.
Well, I went to Jamaica in 1976 to do a book called Reggae Bloodlines, the first book ever to come out about reggae music, by the way. You know, it was funny being a white hippie photojournalist from America to penetrate a black culture in a third world, knowing very little about Rastafarianism, and you can see from his expression he's a little wary at first. But
it's a great picture. I wish I could describe this. A lot of these images are on our website right now so people can look at them, but this one of Bob Marley is just amazing, because he does. It's such a mixture of openness and yet a little bit of weariness, like, who is this guy?
And I have to say that probably at first a lot of these Jamaicans were saying, who are these white people coming down to exploit our music? After a little while, he saw how much I loved his music and how much I appreciated what he was doing. You know, by the time I had spent a week or so with him, he was finally considering me part of his brethren. So that made me feel really good.
So here is a very, very young Bruce Springsteen.
This was once again taken backstage after he had just performed, and he's kind of chilling out, and he has his shirt off, and it's very intimate, and people look at this picture and they just can't believe that I got that kind of access. But because I was one of the few photographers allowed to photograph this event, because I was, once again, it was a matter of trust.
I guess if there's one thing that really defines the way you take pictures of these very, very well-known folks from that era, it's unguarded, right? They're unguarded.
I would say that's true. And I think being the brother of Carly did help. At least even before she was famous, I got to be around a singer-songwriter's mentality and developed a certain kind of sensitivity that a lot of photographers may not have had. I think being a photographer, you just have to make your subjects feel at ease, or else you're not going to get anything good.
Peter Simon, this has been a great pleasure seeing these. Thank you so much. It's good meeting you.
You too.
Now I know your mama, she don't like me, 'cause I play in a rock and roll band.
Photographer Peter Simon is the author of I and I, Pictures of My Generation. Many of his photographs are now on display at the Yes We See Gallery in Boston through this coming Thursday. You can find more information about that and see some of Peter's pictures at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.